What's in the news? Playing a crossword puzzle.
Keeps you from losing your mind.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News, but trying to finish one sometimes can drive some of us nuts. A little history, please.
So the crossword puzzle became a national and then a worldwide craze in 1924 and 25. And the New York Times ran an editorial saying that crosswords were a waste of time and predicting their swift demise.
Will Shortz is editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle. The paper finally relented 75 years ago.
The Times was the last major metropolitan daily newspaper to start a crossword.
And now it's considered a must-do for anyone into this sort of thing. The word area has appeared more than 1,400 times, the most. Era is also right up there.
The nice thing about it is that there's lots of ways to clue it. You know, it's the historical period. It is the earned run average in baseball. It's the name of a laundry detergent.
In the digital age, 24-year-old Joel Fagliano edits the Times Mini, a third of the regular size and available only on an app.
The thing that excites me about the Mini is that this is kind of like uncharted territory.
But Will Shortz says don't expect the original of this time-tested piece of entertainment to go away.
Crossword is the best variety of puzzle ever devised. It's just a very versatile puzzle that appeals to people.
And forget that Times prediction all those years ago.
I think the crossword is here to stay.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe, CBS News.